G'day, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, mate. Let's start with the FA Cup quarterfinals.
Yeah, it was business as usual for all the heavyweights. This morning, Tottenham beat Millwall 6-0. Heung-min Son got a hat-trick, but the only headache for them is that Harry Kane went off injured in the 6th minute with an ankle problem. Earlier on the weekend, Man City got up 2-0 at Borough, and Arsenal pushed aside Lincoln City, who are in the National League. So that's like the 5th tier. They beat them 5-0. But the big one is tomorrow morning, Chelsea against Manchester United.
Who are you tipping?
I'm going for Man U, Chelsea, the half-ball combo, the draw into Chelsea. Okay. So Chelsea are paying at the moment just under $2 for the win. Manchester United, the outsiders.
Okay, so the draw at halftime into Chelsea to win.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. That's tomorrow morning.
EPL?
Your boys today, Slats, not overly impressive. They were down 1-0 at home to Burnley in the 7th minute. They came back. Emre Can scored the win in the 61st, but playing a Burnley side that have never won away from home this year, only 2 points in 14 away games and only scored 9 goals now on the road. So they've still got some work to do, but more importantly, Liverpool are now a point behind Tottenham and Man City. They've played an extra game against those sides, and Chelsea, of course, on 66 points are the benchmark at the moment.
Right. And Arsene Wenger, any relief for him?
No relief for him, but good news for Leicester fans. The standby manager, the assistant, is Craig Shakespeare. He's been retained for the rest of the season on the back of 2 wins in 2 starts.
Yeah, they're 15th now, so they're getting away from that drop zone, aren't they?
It's big for them. I mean, it's just bizarre to think that in less than 12 months they are where they are.
Yeah, although they're not that far. I mean, 24 points and they're only 27, so 24 puts you in the drop zone. So they're only on 27, but they're heading in the right direction. That's the thing.
They are, definitely, definitely.
Now, A-League, it was a split round. FC, another one?
Yeah, big result for them. On Friday night at Allianz, beating the Mariners, their big rivals. Sydney unbeaten in the last 9 games against the Mariners, 8 wins in that streak. Holosko was the difference with his 8th-minute finish. And that has them 11 points clear because Melbourne Victory on Saturday went into overdrive against Perth Glory, missing some key players for injury. They beat them 4-1, and that was Victory's first win against Glory in the last 9 attempts and Glory's first loss in the A-League in 6 rounds. So, impressive result. The rest of the split round is complete next weekend. Saturday, Melbourne City against the Jets. Sunday, Adelaide against Brisbane. And West Sydney hosting Wellington on Sunday at Spotless.
Yeah, okay. And the split rounds because of?
It's just the way the draws come out. Right. Just the way the draws come out. And I think we're all waiting to see how Ange Postecoglou goes this week in cutting back his team of, or squad of 30 down to 23. And he'll have more headaches today because a lot of his boys did really well on the weekend, including Tommy Urich. More game time for the striker, scored a goal in Switzerland. Craig Goodwin played in Holland this morning. Matty Ryan kept a clean sheet. Mitch Langerak's team is Stuttgart, their first and second division of the Bundesliga, where Matthew Lecky started again for Ingolstadt in the Bundesliga. But Jedinak, Moy, Luongo, Jackson Irvine, Bailey Wright, all featuring for their teams in the weekend and all doing extremely well in the league championship.
Oh. Barcelona, how did they lose after that win?
What I'm trying to understand that this morning. And would you believe, while that's happened, Deportivo have beaten Barcelona 2-1 in La Liga. Right now, Real Madrid are trailing 14th place Real Betis 1-0. It's about 40 minutes gone in that game. And Barcelona are on 60 points in La Liga. Real Madrid on 59 with 2 games in hand. And Sevilla on 57. So you climb the mountain 1 week, and now you sink back down again.
Well,
just a matter of days later.
The old slippery slide. Good on you, Andy.